Ricky, good to talk to you. Are you a Dunmore man out and out?
No, well, I've been living here for the last 20 years.
But you'll always be a blow-in.
I'll always be a blow-in from town, yes.
Well, what do you think of Dunmore itself? What do you like most about Dunmore?
The two seasons, summer and winter, they're so different. It's very rugged here in the winter. And then the summer, you know, I just like living here, right?
It's a beautiful place, and on a day like today.
Yes, indeed.
Well, now tell me, somebody was telling me that you had once thought you were building a hovercraft.
I did.
You've obviously a technical mind there.
No, that was doing it from a plan.
Right.
And like many attempts I've made in my life, I've left them unfinished.
Okay.
And anything I didn't unfinish, I haven't attempted yet. But I created a monster.
I'm just trying to figure this out. Were you building it in your garage or what?
I was building it in a shed. Now, it wasn't a very good shed. The rain used to come in, you know, in another location in Dunmore East. And I eventually moved it to my garden. I was at a point where I was ready to put the engine on and the various bits and pieces.
This was fairly advanced.
Yeah, it was about 26 foot long, and it seemed to be getting in everybody's way. And then,
well, a 26 foot long and a back garden.
Yes, and then it was 8 foot wide. So I decided one day, enough of hovercraft. So I cut it up and disposed.
Oh my lord, haven't gone that far.
Yeah, well, I never looked back. You see, I realised that if I finished it, right, which I would have liked to have finished it, but I'm stuck with it. Where do you park that?
Well, now, surely you would have thought to yourself at the beginning, do you know what? That could be a consideration.
Yeah. It was, you'll see it, if you go on the internet, you'll see similar craft. They actually lift clean out of the water.
Well,
because there was wings on it, you know. I say it was 8 foot wide, but after the wings were put on, it was very much wider again.
Yeah, this is chitty chitty bang bang territory now.
So they would have to be detached. My friend was helping me.
Yeah.
You know, so we sort of nibbled have a go at it, but his circumstances changed. But we had wonderful fun actually doing it.
Some good laughs.
His circumstances changed and he withdrew a bit from it.
Yeah.
But we had a wonderful time doing it.
Are you sorry you never went the whole way on it?
Yeah, but not sorry to the point where I
totally regretted it.
Look, if you wanted somebody to build a hovercraft for you, right, I'll give you a tip. Don't use me.
Well, that's probably the tip of the week.
I did foresee that at some stage I may abandon this project. Yeah, so I did.
The foreboding was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But see, of course, I have many excuses, which I won't relate to you now.
Right.
But I painlessly abandoned it.
Well, that's a great expression. Mm. Well, last question. Have you any other projects on the go or coming up on the horizon?
No.
Right. You've done it all.
Well, no, I haven't, but I don't have any projects now at this stage of my life. My time on projects ended with that one.
You'll have to write a book on it. The hovercraft that almost was.
Yes. Oh, indeed, yes. But that I would, what we've done on it, that I really enjoyed. Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, great to be able to say that, I have to say. And listen, a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so very much for that.
And to yourself.
Thank you.
So I'll carry on about my lawful occasions.
Oh, please do. Please do. Thank you so very much. I appreciate that. Listen, a real pleasure talking to you now. And I really appreciate that.